radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with Valerie Delia. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right. Thank you very much, Lonnie Perkins. Thank you, Nick, for the updated intro. Finally, the night after Imran Ansari is, you know, named the host, finally we have an opening that has his name on it. So we avoid that bullet anymore, because last night Arthur Idala was still being introduced as the legal expert. I felt bad because Imran's, you know, he's a star in his own right. So this is all over the place. But something that doesn't change is Christine Nicholas is here on Fridays, and that means we're talking fun, food, festivities, etc. Hello, Lady Nicholas. Yeah. How are you?
Hello, Kevin McCullough. It's too much fun to leave. This is always great. I'm
4 degrees below zero and all. You're going to be here. You're showing up.
Yeah, it's a warm 19 degrees here in the city, though. So, I mean, you must be up in the sticks someplace. I don't know.
When I walked out to the car this morning to get the munchkins in there and get them over to school, there was something about, because I lived in Chicago for a long time, so I'm used to cold weather at different times. There was something about this morning's that seemed to just bite right through all the layers that you had. I mean, it got straight to the bone, and I don't know in particular. Maybe I'm leaner from all the yoga or something. I don't know.
But, no, it's the polar air. It's the Arctic air that's coming down. It's a drier, thinner air, and it's going to bite right through. You're absolutely right. It's less humid, so it doesn't have that heaviness and the moisture
it got
in it.
To me, I'm telling you.
Not that I'm a meteorologist or anything.
That's right. But you play one on TV sometimes.
Anyway,
we're going to talk Times Square tonight. Our friend Tom Harris is coming back. Always look forward to seeing T-Square.
T-Square, yeah. And he's going to talk about some of the great deals that are being offered right now to visitors, New Yorkers, so that you can take advantage of New York for sale. It's a winter outing, so you're going to be able to get Restaurant Week, Broadway twofers, and attractions. Also, it's called Must See Week. And then also the hotels. It's the first time NYC and Company is actually discounting the hotels. It's 22% off of already a discounted rate. So that's going to cover your taxes plus a little something.
but the
rate is already discounted. Yeah, no, I'm always up for a bargain.
Yeah, no, it's the way you got to do it. Hey, I don't know. When's the last time you ate at Fresco by Scotto? Have you been over there lately?
I have been there. But it had to be in November. Beautiful. I love Fresco by Scotto.
Anthony
Scotto was a guest of ours back in the fall when they did Restaurant Week.
And I think just before that, I had been by there. But it was beautiful. Like you said, it was beautiful weather at the time. Well, last night, if you were at Fresco with the Scotto sisters and family, you might have heard a little bit of this going on.
She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair.
Now, you can't really make out what that is, but it's like a conga line singing Copacabana, and they're serenading the man that sang Copacabana. Mr. Manilow was there, and they're all, and I feel bad for Barry at that moment, because what do you do? Like, you know, you've done that song 17 million times from stage, and here comes this line of half-drunk women singing your song to you, and you're not really sure if they're friendly or not. Like, you know,
what's going on?
No, I'm sure the Scottos are fine. I'm not quite sure that any of the Scottos were involved in that display right
now.
No, there.
that is Rosanna's voice. I can tell it, you know.
Then I take it back. Okay, fine.
It has that unique accent that is only a Scotto. And, you know, look, Barry Manilow had to be just excited to be there, to be in Scottos. But then to hear them sing it, it makes him sound great. I mean, let's face it.
The guy can still do that song. Yeah. Like that's, and he's like, he's, how old do you think he is? He's got to be in his late 70s.
Old enough not to be singing in front of a stage as he was this summer, if you remember.
Oh, that's right.
In Central Park, when Mayor de Blasio was trying to resurrect his own career and then have this big Welcome Back New York concert, even though, speaking of meteorologists, they were telling everybody how bad the rains would be and the winds and the storm and everybody should take cover. And he went ahead and had this concert in Central Park anyway. And poor Barry Manilow was in the middle of singing, I think, Copacabana.
And when they pulled the plug?
They just pulled the plug. Oh. And this voice came over. This voice of God was like, the concert is now closed. Please proceed to your vehicles. Your vehicles? In Central Park?
Where are we parked?
I mean, it was a voice of God that was probably, you know, manufactured somewhere in Ohio, right? That
is
going out to all of these concerts whenever they have a weather situation. But the Made in New York concert, this was supposed to be all about New York City, hires a company that does, it was just a mess.
Proceed to your car. Okay, I left it in the zebra pen in the zoo. Where else would I put it?
It's in the gorilla lot. It's in purple lot. I mean, whatever. You know, nobody has cars. So what are you going to do? Proceed to your Uber or your taxi cab? So anyway, now let's hope that we think of Barry Manilow as a happier occasion in Fresco by Scotto getting serenaded by the
Scotto. I think everybody wound up happy because there's another picture on the Fresco Instagram account that people can go take a look at. And Rosanna and the sisters, they all got their picture with him. And he looks thrilled. And he did look a little embarrassed when they were coming over to sing to him because, you know, these poor guys, they're on stage all this time of their life, and sometimes they just want to go have dinner. You know what I'm saying? Like, can I just go eat? Just be left alone.
And then he can call it in and take it out and go home and eat. I'm sorry, but if you're a celebrity,
sometimes you want to sit. I don't know. Yeah, I feel bad. I am not a celebrity. I've been around a lot of them. I've had some as friends. I wouldn't change my life for theirs to save anything. I just, you can have it, you can keep it. I don't want anything to do with it. But the reason I like this show is because we're not celebrities. We get to talk about them a lot. We get to help New York bring them here so that more people can come. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, this with the hotel and food week underway, restaurant week underway, Valerie Delia was telling me that she did the whole overnight thing with one of her best buddies from, I think, high school or whatever. I mean, his longtime best friend that came into town. And they also did a Broadway show. So they hit the threefer. And she said everything was just lovely. And I'm trying to remember what they went to see. Nick, you weren't working that night. No, you were with
me. Well, there are 22 shows on Broadway right now, so you have a lot to choose from.
Yeah, and that's what we want to keep getting the message out on.
Right. Broadway is open.
A full Broadway is 39. They got 22 of them in production, and there's going to be a bunch more, I understand, from Tom Harris, who we'll talk to next. I understand that there's going to be even more opening soon. So, you know, don't let January float by and be a nothing burger. Let's go. Let's get in the city and have some fun. Who cares if it's cold? Yeah, my pinky will fall off.
Warm in a wonderful restaurant or a Broadway show.
That's it. And a little bit later on, I got a little five-star review of my own to do. Can we do that?
I've been waiting.
I frequented two outlets this last Friday, and it was phenomenal. And we'll get to that as well. She's Christine Nicholas. Well, we've got great support team tonight. AB is with us. Nick is behind the board. I'm Kevin McCullough. It's a big team effort here on Fridays. We have lots of fun, and we're coming right back. Stay here.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Every week we promise you a question answered in person by none other than the Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Law Firm, the experts when it comes to end-of-life law, all the stuff you need for planning, that's what they specialize in. Mike, this question comes from Joe, who's in Queens. He said, "Hello, Mr. Connors. I wrote my own will. My neighbor said it was no good and I should go to an attorney. Why can't I write my own will?"
Well, there's no reason why. Well, there's no legal reason why you can't write your own will. But it's very unlikely he followed all the formalities that are required for a will in New York State to be legal. It has to be witnessed by two people. He has to declare to those two people that he he witnessed the will. They have to acknowledge that they witnessed the will. Their signature should, although it's not required, be notarized. But, you know, one of the problems is when somebody does their own will and they get any two people to witness it, sometimes you can't get the witnesses or they're not cooperative. We have a case right now. One of the witnesses was an undocumented alien and is not willing to come into court to testify. And we're going to have a serious problem trying to get that will through probate. So it's not a good idea to write your own will. And it's, one of the most important things is, who do you have as witnesses to that will?
What I love about Connors and Sullivan, because I remember the day that my lovely bride and I came to you guys years ago and said, hey, we need to get our affairs in order. And the process was so simple. And your team is so good. And they just know how to make you feel completely at home at every step in the process. Call Connors and Sullivan today, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, and submit your own questions for Mr. Connors. Ask MikeConnors at gmail.com. Saturday mornings, he will answer them at 8 a.m. on his show, Ask the Lawyer, on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA, and also Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Mike Connors, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. There are people that live in all kinds of circumstances, and sometimes the houses we have or the homes that we have inherited or can't seem to service anymore, they become bigger headaches than they're worth. That's why my good friends Sean and George at Swift Homebuyers are ready to help you now. They'll pay cash for your house. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Could be vacant, could be left over from a divorce, a junk house that needs thousands in repairs. They'll buy a house in any condition, at any price. Cash for probate, inherited houses, houses where you have renters that won't pay their rent. Sean and George and Swift Homebuyers are Christians, and they are a family-owned real estate business. Call them today and find out what you can get from them for your house that's given you this headache. 732-800-4020. They'll buy houses in any condition, and they'll pay cash. Kevin McCullough, I trust Swift Homebuyers to get the cash out of your home that you need. I think you should give them a call. 732-800-4020. That's 732-800-4020.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Dennis Prager explains the president's biggest issue.
The fact that Joe Biden is a crook and a liar is not the primary problem. Is that he's a demagogue as president. You're either for Jefferson Davis or you're for this bill, the leader of the Confederacy, if you want voter ID. The demagoguery is despicable.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Tonight at 7. Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, it is Friday, and I don't care how cold it is. We got a warm place right here in New York City because this is the place to be if you want to be in the middle of all the action. And that's what we're going to talk about for the next few minutes, because Christine, our good friend Tom Harris, is back.
I know. The head of the Times Square Alliance, Mr. Tom T. Square. I mean, that is his cred name, right? That's his street name.
I mean, if Che names you from the stage, you're kind of you have to live with that. That's
yeah,
with
Michael
you now.
Michael Che named you Tom T. Square at Caroline's when they were reopening. So welcome back, Tom T., otherwise known as Tom Harris. Welcome back to Radio Night Live.
Thank you very much, and thanks for making sure no one ever forgets that great night.
Well, I still want to know, you know, He was ready to pounce on those French fries that you didn't eat. You know, they did look scrumptious, and that, I think, is how the whole thing began. You see what happens when you leave behind fries?
Yeah, seafood.
We'll see what happens when you sit in the front of a comedy show.
That's it.
How that happened.
I wonder.
Mr. T-Square, let me ask you, we haven't chatted in a little while. I think you were with us at Hunt and Fish, but obviously Times Square is your passion. It is your 24-hour-a-day, you eat, drink, breathe it all the time. How are we doing with the aftermath of what I felt like was going to be a pretty good holiday season? I don't know if holidays turned out as well as we thought what they were going to, but I thought we were going to have a better holiday season. But then after New Year's, it gets cold and miserable, and a lot of people don't want to go outside at all. What is Times Square doing right now?
Kevin, Christine, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here. The big news is we were able to successfully welcome revelers back to New Year's Eve in Times Square. So that was big. That showed the world that Times Square was back. That showed the world that we were able to find new ways to carry on and to live with the Omicron variant and still live our lives. So that was important. Now it's a season of value in Times Square. We have deals on Broadway shows, restaurants, hotels, retail. Broadway is open. I know that that you hear about shows closing, but 22 shows are open. So there's a lot to do in Times Square, and we invite all of your listeners to rediscover their Times Square.
You know what? I'm so excited to hear that, Tom, because I know Broadway, they have these two for one, thanks to NYC and Company putting together this Broadway week, which is actually more than a week. It goes until February 13th to see an amazing group of Broadway shows basically at half price. You have to bring somebody. But the mayor met with the leaders of Broadway this week to light the Empire State Building. And he said he's going to be going to Tina Turner this weekend. So we've got Mayor Adams, who is becoming quite an advocate. I'm curious, Tom Harris, because you've worked with a lot of administrations from your career in the NYPD and now as head of Times Square Alliance. Last time we spoke, he was mayor-elect. So I'm just curious if you've noticed a change or what your early viewpoint is on Mayor Adams.
So it's very exciting to have someone rooting for New York City and not the Boston Red Sox. So Mayor de Blasio
we've had an interloper in the
mayor's house. It's just not right. And thank you, T Square, for bringing it. He's bringing the heat tonight.
Right. So anyway, yes. Look, Mayor de Blasio was very good to Times Square in his last 6 months in office, and we wish him well. Mayor Adams, it sounds great to say that. Mayor Adams valued Times Square enough to be sworn in Times Square on New Year's Eve. So that was a symbol to the world of the value of Times Square and the importance that he plays. So it's great to see that he's going to the shows. He's been in Times Square a lot for events, good and bad. And it's great to have him as the mayor of our city.
With what some medical people are saying over the last couple of weeks, that Omicron looks like it's going to kind of burn out like it did in South Africa. It's kind of reached its peak. It's starting its decline. Barring something unforeseen, which we've certainly had plenty of those rolling our way, if you can maintain and grow where you're at right now, Tom, will that put us on pace for spring to be like the happy time that, you know, people think of alfresco dining and all the other stuff that they want to do? Are we turning a corner here?
So, yes, Kevin, I think we are turning a corner. I think that once we get through this variant, once the weather gets a little bit warmer, people are going to be out. We'll be outdoor dining. 19 Broadway shows are going to open by April. So I really expect that it's going to be a great spring, and it's just going to take off from there. And our city's going to rebound. Times Square is going to rebound. The best is certainly yet to come.
19 in addition to the 22 that are running now. Is that the math that works?
Yes. Some some of the 22 were scheduled to close, but then others will open.
Gotcha.
And it's going to be a great spring on Broadway, but it's great on Broadway now. 22 shows open, lots of value to be had. So I encourage people to take advantage of that. Like I said, it's the season of value in Times Square.
Let me ask you this. Are we overlapping our specialty weeks? Like, I know Broadway week, restaurant week, hotel week. Are they kind of running concurrently right now? Is this like get triple the whammy for your price?
It's more than that. You have Broadway, you have restaurant week, you have hotel week, and then there's must-see week. So all of these things, and you can take advantage of all of those in Times Square.
Right. And, you know, just as a reminder, and Charlotte St. Martin from the Broadway League has been so eloquent on this point, to remind us that January is usually a very tough month for Broadway regardless, right? So you usually see between 8 and sometimes 11 shows that will close naturally in January, either because they were short runs, they were not, open-ended shows. But the open-ended shows, they rely on the revenue that they receive from the holiday season. And unfortunately, this year's holiday season, that was right when Omicron was right at its peak. But I'm encouraged. You know, I saw Governor Kathy Hochul today announced that the Omicron weekly average this week for New York State was under 10% for the first time since the surge. So we are moving in the right direction. Yeah. And that's very optimistic, and it couldn't come at a better time.
And that's new infections. That doesn't have anything to do with hospitalizations and deaths, which are also way, way down from, you know, the peak of the pandemic for sure. Tom Harris is going to stick around one more segment with us. It is fun food festive Friday. I'm trying to put all the F's together. Fun in Times Square night continues. Tom Harris will be with us. And I hope that you will make a decision to, go to the city. Invest a little bit of money, a little bit of time, have some fun in maybe a portion of it that you haven't been in a while. Go see Times Square. Go eat there. Go play there and have some fun. We're going to give you some more reasons why on the other side of this break. It's Radio Night Live. She's Christine Nicholas. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're coming right back.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. Last week, the Supreme Court of the United States, in a 6-3 decision, blocked the Biden administration's vaccine mandate. I need to note briefly, as president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, we entered into a lawsuit against the Biden administration over this vaccine mandate precisely because it was outside constitutional bounds. It would violate religious conscience while effectively turning a theological seminary into an extension of the regulatory state. That is not only unconstitutional, it's unacceptable. The most important reason the court's majority gave in blocking this regulation was the fact that there was no clear congressional authorization whatsoever for OSHA to do any such thing. After all, if OSHA can promulgate this rule and make it stick, what could it not do? I'm Albert Moeller.
Considering a career in politics? Consider Pepperdine's Graduate School of Public Policy, America's unique graduate program for leaders. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
This is Sebastian Gorka, and I want to invite you to join me for a powerful travel opportunity that will likely become the highlight of your year. I'm headed to Israel in November 2022 for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour of the key sites and best places meant to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Together, we'll uncover key geopolitical insights as we unpack Israel's significance on the world stage. You'll return home empowered by the experience. If you ever dreamt of visiting Israel, this is your opportunity. Come with me in 2022. For more information, call 855-565-5519 or book online at StandWithIsraelTour.com. 855-565-5519 or StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Always go, don't know where. Always showing I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile. All alone, I'm running wild.
And now, from New York, Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, we're back to one of our favorite places in the entire metro. We're in talking Times Square tonight, and you want to literally see a dot from outer space on planet Earth. You can see Times Square lit up like a light bulb because it is every single night. And it's one of the reasons why so many people come to New York City because of the bright lights, big city. Christine Nicholas is back on Fridays per usual, and our good friend Tom Harris has joined us. And guys, I was just looking at some of the Times Square locales that are involved in Restaurant Week, and this is good stuff. You can get some nice eats here for pretty good prices. Tom, how does it work?
So a lot of Times Square, dozens of restaurants in Times Square are participating in New York City's Restaurant Week. So you can visit our website at tsq.org. We have a list of all of those restaurants, and you can get a fixed price menu for $29, $39, or $59. Lots of amazing opportunities for you to take advantage of.
Some of my favorites are on there. I don't know about you, Kevin, but Charlie Palmer Steakhouse, Dos Caminos, Gallagher's, and If you can get a meal there for $39, $29, or $59, you are really ahead of the game. And Latanzi, by the way, it's a little gem on 46th Street on Restaurant Row. And it is a Jewish Roman restaurant, right? And so they have the best carciofi, which your wife would know this, of course, Kevin. Carciofi is artichoke, but it's grilled with olive oil, and it's just absolutely delicious.
I'm pretty sure that's one of her favorite dishes on planet Earth. She loved the artichoke like few things, so yes.
Yeah, Bond 45 does a good job with it too, and that's also part of Restaurant Week in Times Square. But you
and
have
the best. Yeah. The best rum punch is at Jasmine's Caribbean.
Yeah, yes. Well, we know that because they came on and told us about it, and I still have not had a chance to try it for myself, which I'm feeling very bummed about not getting the rum.
Yes.
I have not been able to finish one.
Ooh, that good, huh? I mean, that big?
Good.
We'll have to go visit Jasmine. We are due because... you know, she's a real hero, a Times Square hero, because she opened up right in the pandemic. COVID was hitting.
Who does
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and here, I, well, she does. And
who says I'm going to compile my life's fortune, my whole, you know, dream of everything, and I'm going to go start it during a pandemic? I mean, you talk about a brave lady that showed courage and deserves our loyalty since then. My goodness, she's got
yep.
it.
She's wonderful. Tom, yes. Where do you, I mean, I know you can't pick any because they're all your children, and all, but, you know, when no one's looking, where do you pop in and really
they're,
enjoy?
They are all my favorites. Havana Central, Bond 45, of course. Le Rivage has a fantastic French onion soup burger. Really fantastic. So really, there's something that will appeal to everyone at all of these restaurants. Visit our website at tsq.org for all of the great values in Times Square this season.
I love how simple that URL is, too, tsq.org. And it's so easy you can spell it, and you'll remember it forever, tsc.org. Hey, our
TSQ.
Good buddy Nelson.
TSQ. I mean, Kevin, you can spell it. It's so easy. TSQ.
I can spell it. Oh, my gosh. Sorry. TSQ. I'm seeing it in my head. I don't know why I said something else. .org. You know what? I was distracted because I noticed that our friend Nelson over at Hunt and Fish is also in the Times Square Restaurant Week group. And I love that place. The steak there is incredible. And it's just there's a big list. You get over to tsq.org and you're going to see them for yourselves. But you're saying the value is now, Tom, because you can couple it with a show. You can couple it with an overnight stay. You can put these things together, create like a real magical little getaway. And, you know, if we ever get rid of this this ban we have on kids in Manhattan, you know, you could take the whole family to Lion King, if you know, vaccinated or not. Someday we're going to hopefully be able to do all that again. But for now, do these things that you can do and make the most of them.
We're calling it your winter outing in Times Square. You can take advantage of the restaurants, the hotels, Broadway, and other attractions in Times Square.
Now, you've got a contest coming up in February real quick. We only got a few seconds, but what's it consist of?
So we have our annual 14th annual Love and Design competition. The winner will be unveiled on February 9th in Times Square. And then on Valentine's Day, we have our annual vow renewal, and we're going to have some weddings and proposals. So it's going to be a great day, really a season of love. February is love in Times Square. And we'd like everyone to show a little love for their city, come out, take advantage of some of these values.
Well, you know, it's just around the corner because we're almost to the end of January already. Can you believe that? Wait, where'd the first month go? Anyway, Tom Harris, always great to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, T-Square.
Thanks for having me.
T-Square, coming right back.
Richard Blaze & Associates is your complete investigative and research firm that provides expert investigation services for both private and public businesses throughout the New York area. Whether your business is large or small, Richard Blaze & Associates is there for you. They specialize in providing businesses with pre-employment background checks on prospective hires. Their investigative experts provide full social media checks, past employment verifications, sex offender searches, court searches, legal searches, and more. Richard Blaze & Associates combines the highest quality quality of investigative procedures with state-of-the-art technology to produce the most accurate results. Richard Blaze & Associates has been serving the insurance, legal, and business communities for over 25 years. Call them at 631-617-5566, 631-617-5566, or visit them online at richardblaze.com. That's Richard Blaze, BLAISE.com. Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
How did Joe Piscopo start your morning?
Governor Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio, Governor Murphy, President Biden, they should go out in force with the police behind them and say, we support the blue. We support law enforcement. This is non-negotiable. We're not defunding the police. We support the people who are putting their lives on the line. I stand with these men and women behind me. I dare a politician to have the guts to do that.
Listen to Piscopo in the morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, and me included. But not just me, people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those two words, pain-free. That should be you. That could be you. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you.
If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer. Back to Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live from New York.
Hey, I'm just thinking, since T-Square left us, you got to make sure you get over to T-Square's cool URL. It's TSQ.org. TSQ.org. See, I can do
so,
it.
So simple to remember that even Kevin McCullough can get it right.
When I slow my brain down and I think carefully, I remember the Q. I don't know why I said C before. I was thinking TLC for some reason. I had the TV letters. Maybe it's because NLC is hanging in big Broadway letters behind UNAB every week, and all I see is the LC. I don't know. But anyway, TSQ.org. You get all your Times Square download, everything that's going on. It's all in one spot right there. Now, may I tell you, Lady Nicholas, about a couple of places that I would love New Yorkers to give a try for themselves as well?
And I would love to hear about it.
They're both a little bit outside of Times Square, but you know.
That's okay. That's okay.
They all need our help, right? Mm-hmm. Are you a fan of food television? Do you like cooks that cook on TV?
I'm not a cook, but some of them are very entertaining.
Well,
Gordon Ramsay, he cracks me up.
I think he's more show than go. Mark Forgione was a guy that I think competed on Top Chef, and if it wasn't Top Chef, then it was Iron Chef, but it was one of the two big chef shows. And he's a renowned Italian chef, has a couple of places here in the city, actually, one by his name, Forgione. But then there's this secondary one that he has that we tried last Friday called Peasant. And if you like rustic Italian food, and I mean like they made over the hearth, this stuff is insane. We had octopus that was delicious. We had this lamb ragu. Now, I'm a big fan of ragu to begin with. I didn't know if I was going to love it with lamb or not. It was the most tasty thing I put in my mouth in a super long time. And they had it over gnocchi. No, gnocchi that were a little bit unusually shaped from the normal gnocchi. But it was potato gnocchi with the lamb ragu. And I could have eaten three buckets of that stuff. I mean, it was
that
just,
sounds like exactly what you want to eat when it's a cold
on a night like night. Nah,
yeah,
no kidding.
I mean, this is perfect and food then, for that. For
and they
weather.
Do these cultivated cocktails that are like they're plays on like classic cocktail drinks, but they've put their own little spin on them in a certain way or another. And they have a whole family of Negronis. If you're big Italian,
I was going to ask you about a Negroni. Yeah,
they had four different varieties, and I got the Boulevardier, which is the Negroni made with what canvas? It's whiskey. Whiskey is the Boulevardier. Okay. So a normal Negroni would be gin, Campari. And sweet vermouth. The Boulevardier is whiskey, Campari, and sweet vermouth. Same measurements. It's just a different canvas that they put in there. But anyway, it was delicious. It's the place is real kind of rustic wood and very. It feels cozy when you go in because it's a typical kind of New York sidewalk eatery. It's kind of long and thin.
Where is it, Kevin?
It's in Nolita. So it's about a block in from Bowery and about a block south of Houston. And I forget the exact street that it's on. But if you look for Peasant in New York City, you'll find it. It's the first thing that comes up in the Google under Peasant. And so then we're sitting there and we enjoyed our meal. We got two or three things and split them. And then we were enjoying our meal. And my bride goes, you know what? It's not time to go home yet. I don't want to go see the kids yet. We paid for a babysitter. Let's stay out a little bit longer. I said, well, where do you want to go? She goes, you know what? We've never gone to Bemelman's at the Carlisle.
Oh, that's one of my favorite places.
We've been here 18 years. We've never been to Bemelman's, and we've known about it. My daughter likes the Madeline books nothing else on planet Earth. And, of course, Bemelman's has the Madeline artwork kind of all around the outer walls of it. So we went over there on a whim. I said, you know, we're not staying at the hotel. I don't know if we can get in or not, you know, whatever. She said, well, let's give it a try. So we went over. They had a brief wait, and I would say brief. It was probably 10 to 20, something like that, that you waited in line to get in if you weren't a guest of the hotel. Mm-hmm. But we got there, and I got a parking spot right across the street. Don't tell anybody this, but I don't know how I did it. But when I pulled around the corner, it was sitting there right literally outside the door.
You got lucky. Just like in the movies, right?
I'm telling you, it was like a New York movie night for us. And we got in there, and we were there like maybe 5 minutes before they upped the cover charge for the jazz trio that comes in later in the evening. So we got the music at the lower price, and we did have to pay the cover charge. But we had some bubblies and some potato chips, because that's what you do at the Carlisle. You drink champagne and eat potato chips. And we saw the artwork, and it was just the perfect like little exclamation point on the end of our New York, you know, date night. And then we went home and, you know, had a wonderful evening, waking up late the next morning. It was just like a really relaxed, perfect kind of night. But I haven't had one of those in New York in a super long time, mostly because of pandemic and how tough it's been to you know, just do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like a perfect New York madcap
so,
night, you know?
Peasant,
terrific.
Peasant in Nolita, highly recommended. I'd give it 5 stars. And the Carlisle is the classic. You can't go wrong. You know, it's always going to be the Carlisle. It's always going to be Bemelman's. It's always going to be that great, fabulous experience. So they should go check that out. But that was my fun Friday last week. I love the Carlisle.
They have great jazz. No matter what who the artists are, you're always going to be in for a treat there. And it's just such a warm, inviting environment.
And how many presidents have stayed at the Carlisle? I know that the Kennedys stayed there all the time, but there have been a bunch of others, haven't there been?
Yeah, a bunch of them. I mean, I think the hotel in New York that has the most presidents is the Waldorf. Of course, it's, you know, closed now, but I think that was the pride of the Waldorf. So But yeah, but look, you should stay there, right? Forget about the presidents. Let's have McCullough should stay
right.
there.
That's right.
And I don't know if they're participating, but this restaurant, I mean, this wonderful winter promotion with the hotels, you should check it out on nycgo.com because there's going to be all sorts. I think it's 110 hotels are participating. So you'll find something to make sure that you can spend the night or the weekend or the week in New York City and support New York.
Yeah, and where do they go to find all those great deals again?
NYCGO.com. It's NYC & Company's official website, which is the tourism marketing organization.
NYCGO.com. I'm very good at spelling now. TSQ.org. We've got all the letters. I know all the letters.
Nice.
When we come back, Christine Nicholas has some tips for you for your weekend. Maybe it's not peasant, maybe it's not the Carlisle, but maybe it's even better than that. Who knows? She's got a whole list of them for you, and that's coming up next. And, of course, we're off for the weekend, but next Monday we're back at it with Monday Money. Hillary Kramer will be here talking about the markets as we open up the final week of trading in New York for the month of January. So it's going to be a big one. All right, coming right back. It's Friday night on Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
You have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you. Get great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the radio listener square, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. Mike's newest product is MyPillow Towels, made in the USA with 100% USA cotton, offering a six-piece set of bath, hand, and washcloths in a variety of colors. Originally priced at $109.99, now for a limited time, reduced to $39.99. You heard right, $39.99 with promo code AM970. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Call 800-651-0798 for these great specials. 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Want to listen to AM970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts all in one place. Just search AM970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. There are people that live in all kinds of circumstances, and sometimes the houses we have or the homes that we have inherited or can't seem to service anymore, they become bigger headaches than they're worth. That's why my good friends Sean and George at Swift Homebuyers are ready to help you now. They'll pay cash for your house. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Could be vacant, could be left over from a divorce, a junk house that needs thousands in repairs. They'll buy a house in any condition at any price. Cash for probate, inherited houses, houses where you have renters that won't pay their rent. Sean and George and Swift Homebuyers are Christians and they are a family-owned real estate business. Call them today and find out what you can get from them for your house that's given you this headache. 732-800-4020. They'll buy houses in any condition and they'll pay cash. Kevin McCullough, I trust Swift Homebuyers to get the cash out of your home that you need. I think you should give them a call. 732-800-4020. That's 732-800-4020.
It's said that if you don't like the weather, just wait a few minutes and it'll change. Well, the weather isn't the only thing changing. Local business owners are saying it's getting harder to sustain their business than it was a few months ago. Let Salem Surround help you today. Our team of local in-market experts will utilize the latest research and marketing technology to deliver media plans that will exceed your expectations. Salem Surround is here to help you achieve success.
Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
A pleasurable end of the week for your afternoon drive and evening listening here in New York City as John Catsimatidis, the number one show at 5 o'clock, is the new normal here at AM 970, followed by Arthur Idala making the case for the city he loves. And right here, Radio Night Live, the only show in all of New York radio dedicated to the rebound and return of the preeminence of New York. Christine Nicholas, this time every Friday is your slot to tell us what's going on, and I know there's a lot out there.
There is a lot out there, Kevin, and I know we've been talking quite a bit during the show about NYC and Company's wonderful promotion for the winter, but I do need to remind you, go to nycgo.com for winter outing to get all of the information on New York City Hotel Week, Restaurant Week, New York City Broadway Week, which goes through February 13th, and Must See Week, which is all about the attractions, and you're going to be able to get discount tickets for that. It has just been a fabulous show, and I'm just so happy that we were able to talk to Tom T. Square about all of the fun things that are happening in Times Square. He's got upcoming, in case we've got some couples out there that are thinking of taking that big leap forward, you might want to think about doing it for Valentine's Day in Times Square. And if you are, go to tsq.org because they have some wonderful promotions. There's some great places in New York City to get married. You should also look at the Rink at Rock Center. They have some promotions. Central Park might be a wonderful place. They've got, you know, it's just one of my most romantic places in New York City. I just love to go and walk there.
When we're not frozen through while we're standing there.
Well, if you want to warm up, this is the last weekend to see the New York Botanical Gardens Holiday Train Show. I went last week with Lucas. And it was terrific. They also have Glow, which is this wonderful lighting of the trees and the bushes. And it just is so theatrical and creative. So check that out this weekend before you're going to have to wait for a whole year for the next one. So Midnight Moment in Times Square. We didn't even touch on this with Tom T. Square, but that is coming up as well. It's when the electronic billboards are synchronized. And that is coming up. Oh, my goodness. It's usually at midnight, but I think it's AB. I need your backup on this.
It's every day from 11:57 until 12 midnight. So stay tuned. It is all around Times Square.
All right. That's so awesome. Tonight, if you're in Times Square, 11:57, just be there. All right. Anything else?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I heard about Peasant, so I'm going to
highly recommend.
I would love to check that out. But I'm going to give a plug for Bond 45 and Vince Giordano because this Monday they're playing, and it's just a fantastic show. If you haven't been yet,
you never know who's going to pop up out of the audience and sing a song.
I think there might be someone named. You remember Joey Reynolds?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Talk That's about this radio, Monday.
Radio royalty. Well, I just heard that he may be there, and then I started to think like. At one point, Joey Reynolds, myself, and Joe Piscopo, our morning host, we were all inducted together with Cousin Brucey in the Little Italy Hall of Fame. On May 26, 2006, the four of us were inducted together.
Wow.
But I was the only one with the last name Latigano. They all, and Piscopo, we both kept our last names true, right?
The other ones didn't. They're bad Italians. They covered up the authenticity. We'll have to discuss that at some length some other time.
Yeah.
Christine, have a great weekend. AB, thank you. Nick, thank you. Thank you for listening, friends. We'll see you Monday.